You're pushing your cart down a newly widened Target aisle when you see two women heading your way who've just turned the corner. They're cracking up about something you can't exactly catch as they pass by, and their laughter lingers with you as they drift away. Initially, you chuckle to yourself, finding their laughter contagious, but your smile drops when a sudden memory of you and your old friend hijacks your thoughts. You two used to be those girls laughing with wild abandon in public, but you haven't spoken in forever. You catch yourself wondering, what is she up to these days? Has too much time passed to reach out to her? Would I look lame for reconnecting? Is she thinking about me too? Those questions have been tugging at you for the past few months, and you're toying with the idea of actually reaching out, but you're not sure if it's going to be a move that you regret. So if you've been thinking about a former friend and you don't know how exactly you'd go about rekindling that friendship, or even if you should, then there are three big questions I'm going to outline for you today in this episode. It could be one of the best decisions you ever make, but first, let's find out if it would be worth it. This is Friend Forward, the podcast. And if you're having girl problems, we got you. I'm Danielle Byer Jackson, a certified friendship coach, and I am here to help you through it. Okay, so you're not ready to say it, so I'm going to say it for you. You miss her. You have a female friend you haven't spoken to in forever, and lately you've been curious about reaching out. And if that is something that you're listening right now and you're like, oh my gosh, this is so right on time for me because that's where I am mentally, I want you to keep the following three questions in mind. And I feel like by the end of the episode, you'll have personal clarity on whether or not you should move forward and if it would be worth it for you. Okay. So the first question is this: how are you entertaining self-constructive narratives? How are you entertaining self-constructive narratives? I'll say it again, because I say it all the time. I really do believe that a lot of our female friendships end prematurely because we are unwilling to have certain conversations with each other and we're building up self-generated stories in our minds. I know that there's an emotional risk that's involved when you're making it known to somebody that you desire reconnection. It is possible that they don't reciprocate that desire, and we feel like that rejection will leave us feeling small or feeling kind of exposed and embarrassed. And a lot of times, yeah, that can greatly impact temporarily our overall self-esteem. But what I don't want to happen is your fear of what could happen or of what she's probably thinking or how she might react to completely immobilize you from taking action that you've decided you really want to take. So I want you to think about when you retell your story to somebody else of y'all's friendship and how you feel about it now and everything that transpired, I want you to almost go back and look at that like as if it were written down and to almost take a highlighter, if you would. Okay, so whether you're doing this figuratively or literally, and highlight the things that are not facts at all, things that you told yourself, things that you just supposed or assumed are probably the case, because I'm willing to bet, especially in a friendship where we haven't spoken in a particular amount of time, there's a lot of things that you've inserted into that space to help make the distance make sense for you. But how much of it did you create on your own? So get clear on that question first, and I think it makes the second question a little easier to address. And the second question you have to ask yourself before you move forward in rekindling a friendship with another woman is, what is the purpose of your outreach? I mean, seriously, what are your intentions? Here are a couple things you're probably thinking. Is it because you want closure? Do you feel like it either ended way too abruptly or it faded and you never understood why? Are you trying to find a way to make peace with it and put a bow on it in a final chapter with rolling credits? And it's driving you crazy that you never got that. Are you trying to recreate what you used to have because you miss it so much and you want to reach back into the past and press play and pick up where you left off? Is it because you are feeling kind of lonely, in which case, we often tend to reminisce on these moments of nostalgia, and we miss what we had, what used to be familiar. Is this a desire that was born out of loneliness? Are you frustrated because perhaps there are things you've always wanted to say to her that you never got a chance to? The reason you have to ask this is because if you do decide to move forward with reaching out and trying to reconnect, you have to make your purpose clear to the other person, but you can't do that unless you figured it out for yourself. So what's pushing you to reach out in the first place? That's something you have to explore. But once you know that objective, you can weave it into the actual script or the words that you say, whether this is via email, text, whatever format feels most natural for y'all's particular relationship, because you have to leave as little room as possible for subtext. You have to state very clearly what it is you want so she understands what you expect from her. So if I'm reaching out, I don't want her to have any suspicions of like, oh, okay, well, what's this about? Or is she trying to make up for what she did to me? Or is she just lonely right now? Or, oh, does she have some kind of ulterior motive? So I might say something to the effect of, you know, hey, I saw this XYZ, insert image here or movie here or, you know, poster here, and it made me think of you. You've been on my mind a lot lately. How are you? Or, hey, I was wondering if we could link up sometime and catch up over coffee. I really miss talking to you. But whatever it is, make it clear what prompted this and what is it you desire in terms of an outcome. Okay. And that leads us to the third question that you really need to ask yourself before you move forward with any kind of rekindling efforts. And that is, are you emotionally prepared for all possible outcomes? What are your expectations surrounding this interaction? Because the truth of the matter is, depending on how much time has passed and why the friendship dissolved in the first place, it may not be exactly like it used to, and we have to make space for that. So you almost have to expect that to some extent, regardless of how strong y'all's chemistry once was, you're going to be meeting a new person because your humor, your interests, your values, especially during the past year and a half, your worldviews, especially during the past year and a half, have likely shifted during your time apart, so maybe it doesn't feel as natural as it was before. Are you ready for that? Okay, so what I've done, and we're going to do a little bit of it now, but what I've done is I've created a free exercise for you. So if you're like, I'm really trying to figure out if I need to make this move or not, we've created a free exercise for you. It's just 6 questions. That's it for you to do. And then to reflect on, and there's a little activity we have you doing. That's free on betterfemalefriendships.com. You'll find it as our free downloadable for the week, because that changes every week. And you can kind of go through, if you want to see something physical right now and actually go through this to see if rekindling is the right move for you, I encourage you to go to the website and download it. For now, though, I want you to really entertain the range of possibilities and if you'd be emotionally okay with all of them. Because in my opinion, if you are not, then I don't think you should move forward just yet on rekindling. So think about the different outcomes. It's possible that you reach out and she does not respond at all. It is possible you reach out and she responds enthusiastically, happy that you were the one to take the initiative to get things going. It's possible that she responds and she tells you that she, you know, doesn't think that reconnecting is a good idea. In any of these scenarios, would you be okay? Your reaching out should be rooted in something that you want, that you're inspired to do for yourself, you're curious about the outcome, or you have some things that you want to share and you feel like you never got to apologize or explain yourself. It should be rooted in that. But if it's contingent upon how she might respond and you think that you'd be especially fragile in any one of those scenarios, or you'd feel devastated or you'd begin questioning yourself, then I don't think maybe the time is right just yet to reach out and get things going. You'd eventually have to find a way to get to a place where you're just proud of yourself for taking the initiative. And if it doesn't work out, you can find a way to be okay with that. So I know you have thoughts. I know you have thoughts. I want you to come share them with me over in our Facebook group. It's private. It's called the Friend Forward Podcast After Party, where we're starting to meet after every episode to chat through our thoughts and feelings and sometimes debates regarding the weekly episodes. And then if this is something that you are ready to do and you're like, okay, I need the scripts, the process, and also I need to know if this is like a good move for me to be making. I got you. You know that I'm a former high school teacher and an academic chair, and I have been using that education experience as a coach. So my team has designed an 8-week program where we give you everything you need to finally master adult friendships in 60 days or less. Yes, it's possible. We cover the 5 stages of friendship that I've identified, which are mindset, connection, momentum, conflict, and renewal. And we provide scripts and videos for how to kind of navigate all those things with more confidence, right? And agility. And the best part is over those 8 weeks, you and I get 4 coaching sessions together. So if you want to do more than just rekindle friendships, you want more transformed friendships overall, then I hope to see you over there at betterfemalefriendships.com/membership. But in the meantime, I'm thinking of you, especially if you're like, I think I'm ready to move forward, Danielle. I answered all the questions and I got this. I believe that you got this. So just know, rest assured, that I am here rooting for you always on your ongoing journey toward better female friendships. Until next time.